天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们一起来探讨诗篇第十九篇中的信息。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，您已经准备好圣经了吗？那就让我们一起来预备心，领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you tuned in to this new psalm that we're going to look at today.
很高兴你能继续收听这个关于诗篇的系列广播。
And today I want to talk to you from Psalm 19.
今天我们要读一首新的诗，诗篇第十九篇。
It is a wonderful psalm.
这是一首非常美的诗歌。
I call it the preaching stars.
我称它为讲道之星。
If you are listening for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听我们的节目，
We began a series of messages from the Psalms.
我要告诉你，我们刚刚开始一系列关于诗篇的信息。
And if you have your Bible with you, please turn to Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到诗篇十九篇，从第一节开始看。诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。无言无语，也无声音可听。他的粮袋通遍天下。他的言语传到地极，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏不得他的热气。耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕；比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
Have you ever looked to the stars, the sun and the moon, and said, "Lord, I know you're there"?
你有没有仰望过星辰、太阳、月亮，说主啊，我知道你在那里。
Because you have put them out there.
因为是你把他们陈设在那里。
A man was caught in a very severe thunderstorm one day.
有一个人曾经困在暴风雨之中。
And the lightning was crackling.
电闪雷鸣。
Then in the midst of all this,
就在这当中，
he was inspired to write this hymn.
他受了感动，写下这首诗歌。
O Lord my God, when I an awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the roaring thunder, the power throughout the universe display.
主啊，我神，我每逢举目观看， 你手所造一切奇妙大功，看见星宿，又听到隆隆雷声，你的大能遍满了宇宙中。
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
我灵歌唱，赞美救主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大。
My listening friends, the stars in heaven are God's oldest testament.
我亲爱的朋友，天上的星星就是神最古老的见证。
The stars are God's silent preachers.
那些星星是神无声的传道者。
They never tire from reflecting the glory of God.
他们述说着神的荣耀，从不知疲倦。
They testify by day and by night.
日日夜夜传扬神的作为。
That our God is a mighty God.
我们的神是全能的神。
That our God is a God of miracles.
我们的神是独行其事的神。
And that his power goes to the uttermost to do the impossible for the whole universe.
他的能力达到极致，在宇宙中创造一切的奇迹。
Long before the gospel was recorded in sacred scripture.
远在福音被记载以前。
Long before there were prophets or preachers.
远在先知和传道士之前。
The stars were speaking to the world.
宇宙穹苍就向世界宣告。
They were speaking with the message that God is there.
他们宣告说神在这里。
The power, the presence, and the personality of God are declared in the heavens.
神的能力和性情在诸天中彰显出来。
And that is why David said the heavens declare the glory of God.
这就是为什么大卫说诸天述说神的荣耀。
Why do you think humanity was made to walk upright?
我想问问你们，为什么人要直立行走？
While the rest of the animal kingdom walks on all four.
而其他的动物却靠四肢爬行。
Because God, in his wisdom, when he created man in his own image, he wanted man to be able to look up.
那是因为神用智慧按照他的形象造人，他希望人能够向上看。
To look up and see the glory and the majesty of God in the stars.
能够从星辰中看到神的荣耀和威严。
When I'm talking to somebody about the Lord,
当我和其他人分享我们的主，
and the necessity of being born again,
告诉他们人必须重生的时候，
I'm often asked the question,
经常有人问我，
Well, what about those who have never heard?
那些从来没有听过福音的人怎么办呢？
Or what about those who live before the Bible?
那些活在圣经成书之前的人怎么办？
Paul has a simple answer from Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
保罗在罗马书一章二十节中简单地回答了这个问题。
For from the very creation of the world, the invisible things of God have been clearly seen by his creation,Even his eternal powers and the Godhead, so that no one can have an excuse for not believing.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
What the Apostle Paul is saying is this.
保罗的意思是，
God's silent preachers in the sky are so articulate that the man who refuses to listen to the gospel, which they are proclaiming day and night, is without excuse.
神陈设在天上的那些无声的传道人已经把神显现得如此清楚，人没有理由不相信他们日日夜夜所传扬的福音。
You do not need to be a genius to look up in the stars and realize that God put them there.
你不需要是个天才都能从宇宙星辰中找到神的踪迹。
They are God's handiwork.
宇宙就是神亲手所造的。
Just listen to this true story of a science professor.
我们来听一听一个科学家的真实故事。
He decided to put together a planetarium to scale.
他决定要按比例造一个太阳系星球的模型。
He worked hard on it for years.
为此，他辛勤地工作了好几年。
And one student came into his office one day and said,
有一天，一个学生来问他，
Who made this?
这是谁造的？
The professor said, No one.
教授说，没有人造它。
The student laughed and said,
学生笑起来说，
No, tell me, who made it?
不可能的，请告诉我，这是谁造的？
And the professor said, It's just made itself.
教授说，没有人造它，是它自己形成的。
Then the student became angry.
于是这个学生很生气。
But before he could say another word, the professor said to him,
然而还没有等他再开口，教授说道，
If you can look at the universe and tell me that it's just got there,
如果你能够看着宇宙，告诉我说它是自己形成的，
then I can tell you that this thing just came here by itself.
我也可以告诉你这个星球模型是自己变出来的，
without anybody creating it.
没有人创造它。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
God is so infinite and powerful.
神是无限的，大有能力的。
God is not only the creator God.
他不单单是造物主。
But he holds the seven seas in the palms of his hands.
他还把海洋托在手掌中。
The Bible says,
圣经上说，
that he weighs the mountains on scales.
他用秤称山岭。
That the hills weigh in the balance.
用天平评纲领。
That a blast of his nostril splits the cedar of Lebanon.
他鼻孔中的气息震碎利巴嫩的香柏树。
And the stars never grow tired from proclaiming this great God that we worship.
众星从不怠倦地传扬我们所敬拜的伟大真神。
Men never intimidate the stars.
我们从来不会被星星吓到。
We get intimidated by men.
我们只会被人吓到。
But the stars don't.
可是星星不会。
And it is time for the believers in Jesus Christ to cease being intimidated by doubters, agnostics, and skeptics.
现在是我们这些基督徒们不再畏惧那些怀疑者、不可知论者、无神论者的时候了。
The stars preach the gospel of God.
穹苍在传扬神的福音。
Psalm 19 verse 1 says,
诗篇十九篇第一节说，
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
And the Bible refers to three heavens.
圣经所说的天有三层。
The first heaven is what you and I see with our eyes.
第一层天就是我们能够看到的天空。
The stars, the moon, the sun, and the planets.
以及上面的恒星、太阳、月亮和行星。
The number two heaven is where Satan's throne is.
第二层天是撒旦掌权的居所。
Satan has not yet been relegated to the bowels of hell.
目前撒旦还没有被丢到地狱里去。
Although one day he will.
但有一天他会被丢到地狱中。
In Job chapter 1,
在约伯记第一章里，
God is walking in heaven and Satan comes up to him.
神在天上，撒旦来到神的面前。
And he had a conversation about Job.
他和神谈到约伯。
In Ephesians 6, Paul said,
在以弗所书六章中，保罗说，
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
我们并不是与属血气的征战。
But against the powers and the principalities.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Where are these powers and principalities?
那这些执政的、掌权的在哪里呢？
The Bible said it is in the heavenlies.
圣经上说他们在天上。
But the Bible said that in the last day, Satan will be thrown into the bowels of hell.
但圣经上也说，世界末日时，撒旦要被丢到地狱的烈火中。
But then there is a third heaven where God's throne is.
此外还有第三重天，那是神的宝座所在。
Heaven number three looks down at heaven number two.
从第三重天就可以俯视这第二重天。
As if God every morning looks down to the devil and says, Now, devil, I just want to remind you who's in charge.
每天神都会从天上往下看，对那些魔鬼邪灵说，别忘了，是我在掌管一切。
And this is what we mean when we say that his name is above every name.
这就为什么说神的名超乎万民之上。
And one day at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
有一天每个人都要向耶稣的名下跪。
Every tongue everywhere shall confess.
每个人都要承认。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
He is in the highest of heaven.
他在至高之处。
He is looking down at the serpent of old and saying, I am in superior position to you.
他对下面的魔鬼说，我在掌权，远超于你。
He looks at the devil every day and says, your throne is my footstool.
他每天看着魔鬼，对他说，你的座位是我的脚凳。
God looks at the devil every day and says, Devil, your time is limited.
他看着魔鬼对他说，你的时间不多了。
You are only roaming the earth for a few more days.
你只能在地上再闲逛一些日子。
But one day I will shackle you in chains.
有一天我要把你用链子锁住。
I will throw you into the abyss of hell forever.
把你们永远丢到地狱的深渊之中。
Satan, you are defeated at the cross.
撒旦，我已经在十字架上胜过你。
And you will never amount to anything again.
从此以后，你将无功而退。
Because I am the Lord and there is none like me.
因为我是主，万物都没有和我可比的。
In verse 1 of Psalm 19,
诗篇十九篇第一节，
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
It literally means that heavens continue to declare the glory of God.
就是说，诸天不断地述说神的荣耀。
It hasn't stopped.
从不停息。
God is using the stars today to preach to the world.
神用宇宙星辰来向我们说话。
Even though the world is going in the wrong direction,
尽管世界行在错误的方向。
But in heaven, God is declaring who he is.
可是在天上，神宣告他是谁。
God used the stars to preach to Abraham in the past.
神过去曾经用星星向亚伯拉罕说话。
He said to Abraham, Abraham, look up, what is there?
他对亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，看看天上有什么。
And Abraham answered, I see the stars.
他回答说，我看到了星星。
And God said to him, Your spiritual seed are going to be as numerous as the stars of heaven.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你属灵的后嗣就要多如天上的众星。
If you are a believer in Jesus Christ,
如果你是基督徒，
If you are born again and have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ,
如果你已经重生，并且把你的生命交给了主耶稣基督，
You are the heir of Abraham.
你就是亚伯拉罕的后嗣。
You are the spiritual descendant of Abraham.
你是亚伯拉罕属灵的后嗣。
And you are like the stars in heaven.
你就像天上的星星。
Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 24:29.
听听耶稣在马太福音24:29里是怎么说的。
He said of the last days,
他说在末日，
The sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give its light.
日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光。
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
众星要从天上坠落。
And they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。
God is also going to declare another glory.
神要宣告另外一个荣耀。
I think God will use the heavens to declare the glory of soul winners.
我想神会用天空述说那些救灵魂的人的荣耀。
Are you winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是不是正在为耶稣基督赢得灵魂呢？
I'm going to tell you about the glories that will be revealed to those who are soul winners.
我要告诉你那些领人归主的人将要得的荣耀。
So please don't forget to tune in back next time as we continue this message on the preaching stars.
请不要忘记下次继续收听我们关于讲道之星的信息。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。再见。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，诸天述说神的荣耀，大到满天的繁星，小到一草一木，都在为神做着见证。所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当你感到无助的时候，就可以抬头仰望天空，观看神向我们所创造的一切。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
谢你来陪我，陪我走人生路，走过黑暗坎坷路。谢谢你用心疼我，给我爱，给我力量，给我你的情，给我你的心。也许你不明了你的爱有多重要，它能陪我走天涯海角。也许你不明了，也许你不